This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Second date update.
You know, it's not very often we have a first date go international.
Ooh, fun. Whoa.
And we're not talking House of Pancakes international.
Oh, that's also fun, though.
I mean, grab a passport, hop a plane, get the full TSA how do you do experience.
Oh. Did they just go for that part?
Maybe. That's what I just go to the airport for. But let's talk to this world traveler named Zach. Welcome to the show, man. Or should I say, guten tight to El Show.
I think you just mixed a bunch of languages together.
Pretty sure I nailed it. So, Zach, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear your story. Did you meet this lady here, or is it an international love that you found?
So, we actually met on a private jet.
What?
Whoa. Sorry, what? You said private jet, and we all freaked out. Yeah, we don't know a lot of the people
Brooke
that have those.
Didn't really react,
though. Oh, my God.
Her.
Yeah, right.
How did you meet her there?
She was actually working the flight. She was one of our attendants.
Oh, one of our attendants. Fun. Why were you there?
Wow. Yeah. I was there because I am just a regular civilian, but my friend sold his company and was treating me.
Fun.
Does your friend need any more friends?
Yeah. I think you're too late. You got to get in on the ground level with these people.
Yeah, they've already taken off. Uh-huh. Okay. That's awesome, man. What was her name?
Lamey.
Lamey.
Elaney.
Lamey, yeah. Or Elaney?
It was actually with an M, which was cool.
Lamey.
Yeah, yeah. Like the horse is Lamey.
Exactly.
Oh. Well, she's
exotic.
She's gone farther in life than any of us have. So.
Wait, yeah. Now, where does she live?
She lives right here.
Oh, she does.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I don't think good. We can make international calls.
So tell us how that went.
That plan.
It went really good. Like, usually they do domestic flights, but because it was international, it was a little longer than normal. Mm-hmm. So she had like a lot of time to chat. And I got to kind of know her and like her world. Like, I didn't even realize renting these jets is like $15,000 an hour.
Whoa.
Dang.
Brooke, that's like what, your daycare expense or what is that?
I paid that just 2 hours ago, but yeah. You know, that's still a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, was she just being nice or was there like a vibe between you two?
Oh, there was a vibe. Towards the end of the flight, I actually like checked in with her and I was like, you know, I bet you every guy does this. But I would just feel bad the rest of my trip. Like, oh, you didn't go for it. So I just asked her out and she was like, I'd love to go out with you.
Oh.
And we actually ended up going out for drinks the very next night.
Wow.
Because she stays on the whole trip with you?
Yeah, because we were flying back on the same jet.
Yeah.
So they were there for the couple days, too.
Did she buy? Because I heard that those flight attendants on private jets make a lot of cash.
Yeah, I hear they make good money.
I don't know about the salary, but she was telling me how much people tip. And I don't want to say that publicly, but I was like, oh, wow, that's cool.
Oh, I would imagine it's a lot of money.
You said, oh, wow, that's cool, while like stifling all of your shock.
Yeah.
You think she was maybe trying to hint to you what she was hoping you would do at the end of your trip?
Not me, maybe my buddy. I think she could tell that I wasn't the kind of guy that's in that social economic group because my eyes were wide and my jaw was just on the floor. I was like, excuse me, that's a tip?
Yeah. I'd be jumping on the queen size bed in the back like, I can't believe there's a bed here.
Is there a bed inside the plane?
Yeah, private jets? Yeah.
No,
Zach, was there a bed in your plane?
There was.
Oh, there
really?
Was? There's not always.
Yeah, but
I went on our
imagine.
Company's private jet one time and there's no bed. Yeah, and I did not act like I'd been there before. I was very excited.
I bet there was a bed on that plane, but they just didn't want you to get there. So.
Oh. Okay. Well, that hurts, Jeffrey.
Sorry, let's get back to Lamy.
How were drinks?
It was great. She's, like, super pretty, really sweet. We were talking about family, and then she was telling me, like, her goals about how one day she actually wants to fly.
Oh,
like, she
cool.
wants to be a pilot.
That's so cool, man.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was super cool, and I was super supportive of that. We did make out a little bit.
You did?
That was fun.
You made out?
Yeah.
Oh.
So what went wrong, bro?
I don't know. Now that we're back home, I noticed on her IG that she's back here, but I feel like I'm the one trying to reconnect more. Like she's not ghosting me per se, but, you know, like whenever I text, she'll text back, but she won't initiate or come back with another question or anything.
I bet, though, she gets hit on so much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she's like beautiful woman with big goals. Like, she sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Do you think she was amazed by you, too?
I mean, I hope so. Like, I'm a great guy. You know, I take care of myself, too. So I think anybody would be lucky to be with me as well.
Yeah, no.
That's good confidence. I like that.
That's probably what she saw in you. She's probably so used to rich guys in suits all over. And then you are a down-to-earth dude.
Yeah, that's some wishful thinking, for sure.
I'm trying to be nice,
I mean, she told you her Insta. She wouldn't give that to a creepy old guy.
That's also true.
Oh, you think he's old?
No, I'm just saying.
Like, just in case.
Okay, so how long has it been since you've been back home and been trying to set up a date with Lamy?
2 weeks now.
2 weeks. Oh, yeah. And you saw that she's here. So it's not even like the travel is the problem.
Exactly.
All right.
And you know, the craziest thing is like we connected, but like she found me on IG and added me. So I was like, oh, she's excited. Oh, you know, that was when we got back. And then it's just been like nothing.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have anything on your IG like you running from the law or anything like that.
It's not like your Instagram. Instagram has
okay.
I think we have an international investigation to do here.
Yeah, she's not a spy. I don't know what she is.
But
she sounds awesome.
I'm just saying, this call might cost extra if it goes overseas. So.
Are we charging him?
Yeah, Zach, you're going to cover it, right?
I'm good.
Sweet. Okay. All right.
That's your friend, at least.
Yeah, we'll send the bill to you after we do your second date update next.
Second date update.
Well, Jose is already called dibs. If things don't work out for Zach and Lamy, Jose wants to shoot his shot. So
I love
Zach,
me some flight attendants, bro.
Is that okay with you, man?
Sure thing.
Oh,
awesome.
My God.
And Alexis has called dibs on the private jet, wherever that's going next.
That's for
she
sure.
doesn't even care who's on
it. Yeah, forget your friend. I'm attached to the plane.
But it's not hard to understand why everybody wants Lamy right now. Because she's a luxury flight attendant for private jets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Zach met her, aboard the plane that his rich friend rented for a trip abroad.
I mean, she's attractive.
And she's a future pilot.
Has amazing perks if you date her.
Yeah,
you know?
So cool, man.
Zach was lucky enough to meet her and ask her out. And they had a nice little date overseas.
They even made out.
But now that they're back home, Lamy is acting kind of lame and calling him back.
I wouldn't use that when they talk to her.
Her name, guys. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it just lent itself to it. But, Zach, how are we feeling here? Confidence level on a scale of 1 to 10?
Shoot, guys. 7?
Actually, it's higher than I expected.
Yeah.
But it might not be high enough for Lamy, who's used to dealing with 10s on her flights all the time.
Yeah.
So we got to bump that up somehow.
That could be exhausting.
Yeah, for real.
You know, you don't want to be around that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, maybe just like me bump it up one more to an 8?
Sure.
7.5?
Sure. We could do that.
Can
okay.
you bump up your confidence a little bit, please?
Raise the elevation.
I'm going in with the team. Let's go with an 8.
There you go.
All right.
We're in control here. We're going to convince her you're amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll back you
You
up.
Are amazing. We don't have to convince her.
Yeah, that's right, Brooke. Come
okay, Brooke,
on.
Careful with your words. Let's do this. We're calling her.
Cool.
Let's get your second date update.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to book a private flight, and I heard that you got the hookup.
The hookup?
Yeah, I'm not sure you heard that from, but no, I don't.
You're a flight attendant, right?
I am.
Yeah, do you take coupons for 10% off for $15,000 an hour?
No, you have to do this to a company. I'm sorry. I can't help you.
It's a joke. He's joking.
Yeah, sorry.
Am I?
I don't know. If it worked, you wouldn't be.
Okay. Sorry, I'm messing with you. My name is Jeff. We're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Sorry to bother you.
Okay.
Sorry, we heard about you from one of our listeners who says that he met you during an international flight. Mm-hmm. His name is Zach.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You remember Zach.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, I do.
We just assume you have a lot of people as a flight attendant coming in and out of your life all the time, maybe.
I do, but he was a little different.
Okay. That's good.
Well, we're trying to get some answers here because we're doing something called a second date update. And Zach told us that he had a great time when he met you and hanging out with you abroad.
Uh-huh.
But since he's gotten back, he's been hoping to hang out again, and that's not happening. Is there a reason for that?
It's not happening, no. It's different from any of the other passengers that I come across.
And you liked that, right?
Different good or different bad?
Yeah.
No, different good. Like,
yay.
Really nice and genuine, but he's disappointing.
He's disappointing?
He's disappointing, yeah. Because...
But what man isn't?
Well, like, thank you, Jeff. Good point. We all
I'm glad you guys said it. You know?
We're all going to disappoint you in our own special way. How did he do
this
it?
Just fast.
Well said.
I mean, he's very nice, but he kept calling me the wrong name.
Oh.
And that's...
Wait a minute.
Wait, isn't your name Lamey?
With an M?
No, an N. Lamey. L-A-M-E.
Oh my God.
That's what
we thought he said.
And we had him clarify like 3 or 4 times.
He's okay.
Yeah, no, it's Lamey.
Why would you not correct him?
Well, I tried to correct it because I friended him on Instagram.
Oh, my God, because it's your Instagram handle.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to drop him a hint on there, but apparently he did not.
Oh, my God. Men are the worst at attention to detail sometimes. Sometimes, yeah. Not all the time, but God,
no,
come
you're
on.
Right about that.
I understand that must be really, really frustrating for somebody to get your name wrong for a very long time, but
it's a
simple mistake. Like, we can work through that.
Understood, but that's not, like, the only thing. Like, he's not a very detailed-oriented person.
Okay, how else did that come up?
Like... I told him that I would be back for 3 days and maybe we could see each other within those 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I was leaving at 5 o'clock on the third day. And he texted me at like 7, was like, hey, you want to go for drinks?
Yeah.
That's kind of annoying.
I mean, I could see a person like you who's very schedule oriented would need somebody who could pay attention to that stuff.
But also, like, we talked on our date about, like, do you have any family? I said, yeah, I have a brother. And then, but then I said, okay, well, I'm out, you know, I'm out of town. I'm not home because I told you I was leaving today. And he said, oh, are you going to visit your sister? And it's like, no, I have a brother.
Oh, no.
Well, listen to anything?
He at least remember that you had a sibling.
You know?
I mean, from the name to the siblings in between, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
Remembering little things about anybody is always a huge
problem. It's little.
But for my job, I'm required to do that for customers. Like, why can't they do it for me?
Yeah, and like when you're interested in someone, like really excited about someone, I always feel like it's easier to remember everything about them.
Yeah.
But it could also come off looking a little weird if you remember everything about them.
Oh, maybe
he's throwing her off. I could see that. Yeah. Like, I'm not that interested in you. I bet you don't even have a mom.
Yeah. Stalk your
ass. Whatever your name is.
What was your name? Right.
Brainy.
But I can tell you for certain that he really does like you.
Oh,
he
I
does.
Bet he's so embarrassed
we
listening to this.
And you don't have to trust us. You can hear it directly from Zach himself because he's on the other line right now and wants to talk to you.
Oh,
gosh.
Zach, talk to Lainey with an N.
Yes.
Hey, Lainey.
He said it right.
Oh, Zach.
Hi.
I just want to say I'm disappointed in myself. I didn't realize, and it's such a dumb mistake. Like, I should have noticed on your Instagram your name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the
and,
first.
And I don't have, like, a solid reason. Everything she's saying is absolutely true. I just really liked her. I was nervous. I know, like, now she's saying... She's telling about her brothers and stuff too. And I remembered like a sibling, but the whole time I was just ultra self-conscious, just like talking to myself while even talking to her, like, don't mess this up. Don't mess this up.
Lainey, are you hearing him? That's what do you think?
I hear him.
That doesn't sound very good.
I think that's pretty sweet. That's pretty earnest. You sound like such a catch, and, you know, he isn't on private planes very often, and he's meeting this beautiful woman. Like, you could see how it'd be really overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe Zach was just, like, so mesmerized by how beautiful you are.
Aww.
When he saw your Instagram.
That's not helpful.
It's just, like, such an engaging, beautiful, gorgeous eyes on
it's
her profile
eyes?
Photo.
I bet he just couldn't even read.
Yeah. Why is her being pretty bad? I don't understand.
Well, why is it bad to call a woman beautiful?
Because it's like, the way you're saying, no.
You said that she's so distracting, that she's such a beautiful object, he can't even listen to anything that's coming out of her mouth.
You're not going to date a guy that's like that.
No. And clearly y'all are, like, forgetting, like, the line of work that I work in.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm with men who have a lot of money and who are taking these jets and who, they feel like they can just, like, call you whatever they want. And
that makes sense.
Not listen to anything.
But we know for a fact that Zach doesn't have a lot of money like all those other men.
Yeah.
Isn't that true,
I understand, Zach? But, like, I thought he was different, but it never got any better.
Well, no, I'm so, like, we haven't heard from Zach at all. That was just me speculating. Like, Zach, we could clear this up right now. You can tell her that you don't find her beautiful at all.
Yeah, you better. We've learned. That is beautiful's bad.
You guys.
Zach?
Yeah, I thought she was wonderful. Not just like, physically, of course, obviously.
Careful. You're treading on dangerous ground with that.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
I agree with her. Like, I was nervous. Maybe I just messed this up and that's that. But, like, I would love another chance to try to play it cooler.
I mean, Lainey, if you're willing to go out with him and give him one more shot, we would pay for another date.
I think he deserves another chance.
Hopefully you do accept that coupon thing, because it's
international gift card.
Yeah, I don't know. He does seem like a genuinely good guy.
Mm-hmm. He does seem like a very nice person. I don't think this is a route that I want to take. I think I'm good.
Should we do like a detour route? Maybe like a connecting flight to it?
I think the flight's canceled. I think it's canceled.
Oh.
Zach.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh, it's okay. It happens.
It's a good lesson for you, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Don't call women beautiful.
No. Oh, how about remember their name? It's just a start.
Good idea, Brandy. We'll remember that. Brooke and Brandy in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.